английский язык, ГИА, типовые тестовые задания, тексты для аудирования, демо-версия, раздел 1, задания по аудированию. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание B1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных A, B, C и D. Определите, где происходит каждый из этих диалогов. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Excuse me, where can I pay for this book?
There, at the cash desk.
Thanks. I also need a good French-English dictionary.
Of course. We have a wide choice of paperback dictionaries, as well as electronic ones.
Can I have a look at some electronic dictionaries first?
Dialogue B.
Do you know where the Wi-Fi zone is?
It must be somewhere here, in the passenger area. Look, there's the sign. Do you want to check your emails?
Yeah, and I want to browse the web. Our flight is delayed and we have to wait anyway.
Okay, but don't get carried away. You may miss the boarding announcement.
Dialogue C. Do you often come here?
No, not really, but I like the place. It's quiet and not too expensive, and there's a free Wi-Fi. Very convenient.
Yeah, but you have to put your computer away now, because I enjoy talking while I'm eating.
Okay, no problem. So what would you like to eat? I recommend a tuna salad. I always have it.
Dialogue D.
Hey, turn off your mobile. It always makes a noise. You're not allowed to use mobiles here. Don't you know that?
Okay, but pass me the popcorn, please. I like eating while watching a film.
Don't you like it at all? It's an Oscar-nominated film, and there's a bunch of celebrities in it.
I like action more, you know? And I generally prefer home video. No one makes me switch off my mobile.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Excuse me, where can I pay for this book?
There, at the cash desk.
Thanks. I also need a good French-English dictionary.
Of course. We have a wide choice of paperback dictionaries, as well as electronic ones.
Can I have a look at some electronic dictionaries first?
Dialogue B.
Do you know where the Wi-Fi zone is?
It must be somewhere here, in the passenger area. Look, there's the sign. Do you want to check your emails?
Yeah, and I want to browse the web. Our flight is delayed, and we have to wait anyway.
Okay, but don't get carried away. You may miss the boarding announcement.
Dialogue C. Do you often come here?
No, not really, but I like the place. It's quiet and not too expensive, and there's a free Wi-Fi. Very convenient.
Yeah, but you have to put your computer away now, because I enjoy talking while I'm eating.
Okay, no problem. So what would you like to eat? I recommend a tuna salad. I always have it.
Dialogue D.
Hey, turn off your mobile. It always makes a noise. You're not allowed to use mobiles here. Don't you know that?
Okay, but pass me the popcorn, please. I like eating while watching a film.
Don't you like it at all? It's an Oscar-nominated film, and there's a bunch of celebrities in it.
I like action more, you know? And I generally prefer home video. No one makes me switch off my mobile.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание B2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A и E и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I've always been very good at languages. I can speak English and French, and it helps a lot as I'm in the export business. When we worked on some contracts with Russian companies, I decided to learn Russian. I take lessons regularly, and I've learned a lot of words, but there are very difficult grammar rules in Russian, and there are so many exceptions. I'm not sure I'll ever be able to speak it.
Speaker B. My friends don't think that learning foreign languages is important. English is understood everywhere. I don't agree with them. I want to start learning Italian. It's a lovely language and it sounds beautiful. I've got a pen pal, Mario, who lives in Italy, and I want to go there next year. I think Mario will appreciate my speaking Italian. And travelling is more enjoyable when you can communicate with the locals in their language. Speaker C.
English is my native language and I don't have any problems when I travel. People can speak English everywhere. That's why I don't feel motivated to learn foreign languages at school. But according to the curriculum, I must learn 2 foreign languages. We start learning the first one at the age of 7. Usually it's French or German. At the age of 13 or 14, we choose the second language, Italian, Spanish, Chinese, or others.
Speaker D.
Languages are very important in modern life, but learning languages is very difficult and time-consuming. The quickest way to learn a language is to go to the country where it's spoken. It works, however, only if you communicate outside the classroom a lot. Watching the news, reading newspapers, and writing notes and emails helps a lot too. But the most important thing is not to speak your native language to anyone.
Speaker E. Lots of adults want to learn foreign languages but have no time for it. Children, on the other hand, have enough time, but they lack motivation. The easiest way to get children to speak a foreign language is to use it in a game. Young children are not able to understand language rules, but they can easily imitate their teacher. Pictures and toys work very well too. Children pick up new words for toys very quickly. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I've always been very good at languages. I can speak English and French, and it helps a lot as I'm in the export business. When we worked on some contracts with Russian companies, I decided to learn Russian. I take lessons regularly, and I've learned a lot of words, but there are very difficult grammar rules in Russian, and there are so many exceptions. I'm not sure I'll ever be able to speak it.
Speaker B. My friends don't think that learning foreign languages is important. English is understood everywhere. I don't agree with them. I want to start learning Italian. It's a lovely language and it sounds beautiful. I've got a pen pal, Mario, who lives in Italy, and I want to go there next year. I think Mario will appreciate my speaking Italian. And travelling is more enjoyable when you can communicate with the locals in their language. Speaker C.
English is my native language and I don't have any problems when I travel. People can speak English everywhere. That's why I don't feel motivated to learn foreign languages at school. But according to the curriculum, I must learn two foreign languages. We start learning the first one at the age of 7. Usually it's French or German. At the age of 13 or 14, we choose the second language, Italian, Spanish, Chinese or others.
Speaker D.
Languages are very important in modern life, but learning languages is very difficult and time-consuming. The quickest way to learn a language is to go to the country where it's spoken. It works, however, only if you communicate outside the classroom a lot. Watching the news, reading newspapers, and writing notes and emails helps a lot too. But the most important thing is not to speak your native language to anyone.
Speaker E. Lots of adults want to learn foreign languages but have no time for it. Children, on the other hand, have enough time, but they lack motivation. The easiest way to get children to speak a foreign language is to use it in a game. Young children are not able to understand language rules, but they can easily imitate their teacher. Pictures and toys work very well too. Children pick up new words for toys very quickly. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание A1-A6. Вы услышите разговор двух друзей. В заданиях A1-A6 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Adam. Have you heard the news? There was an accident near our school this morning.
Oh, Sally, was anybody injured?
Fortunately not, but 3 cars were seriously damaged.
Gosh.
Yes, a lorry and 2 small cars.
Ah.
The lorry started to slow down before the crossroads, but the driver of the Peugeot 307 didn't notice and crashed into it. And a second later, a Mini Cooper smashed into the back of it.
Awful. And you saw it all, did you?
Yes, I did. I saw it from the bus window. I was just on my way to school when it happened. The road was completely blocked because of the accident. I had to get off the city bus and run to school so as not to be late for my first class.
You must have been very scared by the accident.
No, not really. It's funny, but I became more popular with my schoolmates. Everyone wanted to talk to me to find out more details.
And why did it all happen? Slippery road? Fog or rain?
No, it was nice and clear. There wasn't much traffic on the roads, and nobody exceeded the speed limit.
What was it then?
I think it was totally the Peugeot's driver's fault. He was talking on his mobile phone at the time. He definitely couldn't concentrate on driving.
Using a phone is very risky while driving. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, there are lots of things that may distract a driver. Smoking, for example, or talking with passengers. Even the stereo system may do harm. When you listen to loud music, it affects how you drive. But I believe smoking while driving is the worst. The police should stop smoking drivers and fine them.
Yeah, I agree with that. But smokers will object to your idea, I'm afraid.
Never mind. All sensible people will support it. It would reduce the number of accidents, I'm sure.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Adam. Have you heard the news? There was an accident near our school this morning.
Oh, Sally, was anybody injured?
Fortunately not, but three cars were seriously damaged.
Gosh.
Yes, a lorry and two small cars.
Ah.
The lorry started to slow down before the crossroads, but the driver of the Peugeot 307 didn't notice and crashed into it. And a second later, a Mini Cooper smashed into the back of it.
Awful. And you saw it all, did you?
Yes, I did. I saw it from the bus window. I was just on my way to school when it happened. The road was completely blocked because of the accident. I had to get off the city bus and run to school so as not to be late for my first class.
You must have been very scared by the accident.
No, not really. It's funny, but I became more popular with my schoolmates. Everyone wanted to talk to me to find out more details.
And why did it all happen? Slippery road? Fog or rain?
No, it was nice and clear. There wasn't much traffic on the roads, and nobody exceeded the speed limit.
What was it then?
I think it was totally the Peugeot's driver's fault. He was talking on his mobile phone at the time. He definitely couldn't concentrate on driving.
Using a phone is very risky while driving. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. There are lots of things that may distract a driver. Smoking, for example, or talking with passengers. Even the stereo system may do harm. When you listen to loud music, it affects how you drive. But I believe smoking while driving is the worst. The police should stop smoking drivers and fine them.
Yeah, I agree with that. But smokers will object to your idea, I'm afraid.
Never mind. All sensible people will support it. It would reduce the number of accidents, I'm sure.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.